I am Roberta Schultz. When my father brought our first home in Grantslet, Kentucky, I fell in love with its bright pink paint. Before we lived with extended family in urban rental houses, their colors still elude my memory, except for what they had in common, drab. I'm not sure why our new home didn't stay pink for long. Perhaps it was peer pressure from our neighbors who favored white frame or red brick farmhouses. Perhaps my father's slight color blindness resulted in the coat of peach-colored paint we applied next. All I know is, gradually, the beautiful pink ranch house we'd moved into in the late 1950s turned into a white frame with either blue or green trim, depending on whether you ask my mom or my slightly colorblind dad. And then, sadly, aluminum siding came along, and we were beige with brown trim, back to drab. Chromatic Homes, The Joy of Color in Historic Places by John I. Hans Gilderblum is a love note to the power of color to transform neighborhoods. Published in 2018 by Four Color Print Group and distributed by University Press of Kentucky, the book is part coffee table book in its vivid photographs and part treatise in the passionate case the author makes for revitalizing neighborhoods and even the planet by painting homes in vibrant color. A professor in graduate planning, public administration, public health and urban affairs programs at the University of Louisville, where he also directs the highly lauded Center for Sustainable Urban Neighborhoods, Dr. Gilderblum is a legendary figure in urban affairs. Widely published on the topic of urban sustainability, he is considered one of the top 100 urban thinkers in a Planetizen international poll of thousands of urbanists, planners, and architects. He's consulted for National Geographic, Presidents Bush, Clinton, and Obama, Mayors Jerry Abramson and Bernie Sanders, Senators McConnell and Schumer, Governors Jerry Brown and Andrew Cuomo, and Secretaries of Housing and Urban Development Cuomo and Cisneros. So why would such an esteemed urban thinker write a book about the simple act of painting homes and buildings in brilliant color schemes? Because he's done it himself to the good effect of his own neighborhood? Or because neighborhoods the world over have found such painting revitalizing to their economies and cultural identities? The author contends that chromatic neighborhoods increase home ownership, sustainability, likability, safety, health, and prosperity. He sees this as no less than a social movement happening around the world. Indeed, the reader enjoys photos of colorful neighborhoods in Gilderblum's current home of Louisville, as well as those in San Francisco, Miami, New Orleans, Los Angeles, Cincinnati, Havana, Cuba, Samara, Russia, Capitola, California, New Albany, Indiana, Amsterdam in the Netherlands, Savannah, Georgia, and Burano, Italy. There's even a four-page spread on Covington, Kentucky. In each locale, Gilderblum discusses the history and economic impact of chromatic homes to the neighborhoods. San Francisco has the largest collection of painted ladies in the world. These are Victorian homes painted in at least three colors. The Chamber of Commerce touts these homes as the most photographed tourist attraction for the city before even the Golden Gate Bridge, cable cars, or the Fisherman's Wharf. During World War II, the painted ladies were camouflaged in battleship gray to make them less visible by air and to protect them from attack. In Miami, Art Deco homes are brightly colored, while in New Orleans, shotgun homes get the chromatic treatment. I was amazed that in Burano, Italy, the local government controls what specific brilliant color each of the harbor homes must maintain. It seems that Burano's cultural identity is based on fishing, and in earlier times, fishermen could navigate their way toward home easier if the houses were painted to specific bright colors that were visible from offshore. This cultural identity is celebrated in strict color coding of the waterfront buildings. In Russia, the iconic St. Basil's Cathedral was slated for the wrecking ball under Stalin. It seems that he wanted it destroyed so that military tanks could easily access Red Square. Religious leaders, students, preservationists, and ordinary people resisted, saving what has become the symbol of Russian culture. Built in 1555, its vivid colors were added between 1680 and 1848, making it the oldest chromatic building in the world. Less grand, perhaps, but of more immediate interest to me, was the four-page spread on Covington, Kentucky, including the section on Mainstrasse Village and award-winning preservationists Emily Wolfe and Paul Weekman, who renovated two historic buildings and turned them into Otto's and Frida 602, thriving restaurants. Other colorful buildings pictured in the Mainstrasse Village include Cock and Bull Public House, and a view of Max Pizza from the park in the middle of 6th Street, a view my trio enjoyed recently while we were busking in that park as part of the Kentucky Edge Festival this fall. John Hans Gilderblum collaborated with designer Leah Callahan on this volume so that even the blurbs are presented against colorful panels. In 2009, the two collaborated again, this time with a team of illustrators to produce a companion adult coloring book entitled Chromatic Homes, also published by Four Color Print and distributed by University Press of Kentucky. You can find a link to both Chromatic Homes books at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I am Roberta Schultz.